Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Just Glow With It. My name is Jasmine, and here we talk about all things wellness, spirituality, personal development, self-love, and everything else in between. So if you're ready to grow, connect with like-minded people, and become the greatest version of yourself, then keep on listening. Remember to just glow with it. Hi girls, welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. How are you all doing? How have you been? I hope you all have been amazing. If it sounds like I'm talking a lot more calmer and slower than usual, it's because I'm just not in the same high positive energy as I like to be when I record these episodes, but I still felt like I needed to record this episode. So please don't mind my low energy. It feels like it's been forever since I've last spoken to you all. And to be quite honest, I wasn't going to come on here today because I've just been feeling really low vibe and not like the version of myself that I want to share with you girls. And it's been a hard time for me because I am a creative person and I want to create, I need to create, and I just have all of these amazing ideas and topics that I want to speak on. But I have this rule about myself that I never ever want to put out anything or share anything that I myself am not practicing or actually living in real life. So it just doesn't sit right with me to give advice when I myself am not practicing what I'm preaching. So I've kind of been on hold from creating and putting anything out because I feel like I have to be positive and okay all the time. Because I've had girls say like, oh, I look up to you or you inspire me and all of that stuff. So I feel this pressure to always put the best version of myself out there. But what I realized today is if I'm only showing you girls the good stuff or the times when where I am happy and positive and everything is going well, I am not only doing myself a disservice, but I'm also doing you girls a disservice. So with this insight or download that I had today, I felt inspired to create this episode. And I don't really know what the title of this episode is going to be, but all I know is in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about how and why to embrace the good, the bad, the ugly in life, all of it in between, how everything always happens, how it is meant to, and I'll be sharing real examples from my own life that really stand true to this statement. And I'll also be talking a little bit how to trust and surrender to your own divine life path and purpose, and how I know my life would have been different if I didn't surrender versus how it is now. And I'll also be sharing some free journal prompts to help you change your current situation if you find that you're not happy with it or it isn't the path that you want to be on, and just how to know and follow your best divine life path. So that's kind of the gist of what I'm going to be talking about in today's episode. And I don't really know where I'm going with this episode or if there will even be any valid piece of information for you to take away from this. But what I do know is I just felt I needed to share this truth because that's what Just Glow With It is about. It's about glowing with it, glowing through whatever life may give you, the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything in between. And the truth of the matter is sometimes life is really fucking hard. Sometimes it can feel like no matter what you do, you just can't seem to catch a break. It can feel like everything is working against you, and despite your efforts, you can't find it in you to be positive or to look on the bright side of things or you know, everything that we should do. And what I want to say is that it is okay. You don't have to be positive all the time. Sometimes your perspective is going to be off, and sometimes you're going to forget the things you've learned about life and spirituality and everything you know. And a really great quote to put all I'm saying into perspective is from a book called I Am That Girl by Alexis Jones. And every girl needs to get this book right now because it is an amazing book. And in this book, she says, "And even if I could wave a magic wand and make all of my problems go away, I wouldn't, because living a perfect life is like watching television in black and white. We need adventure, all the highs and lows, the unexpected heartbreaks, the ecstasy, the challenges, and the sweet, smooth sailing. Life is not about picking out the parts you like and leaving the rest. It's learning to coexist with it all and choosing to see the beauty, the grace, the hilarity, while also experiencing the inevitable disappointment and failure." And when I read this, I got so many chills because there is just so much truth and power in this statement. And if you really think about it, imagine if we lived in a world where nothing bad or tragic or sad ever happened. Imagine living in a world where we didn't have balance, because too much of anything is not a good thing, even the good things in life. And without the bad and the hard times and the difficult, shitty times in life that we go through, we wouldn't truly be able to appreciate the blessings and the good times, because they would just be our norm. So as I'm telling you girls this, I'm also speaking to myself when I say, when we can truly embrace the duality of life, something profound and magical happens. What happens is you're able to accept your current situation or obstacle that you're facing, but without holding too much attachment to it, because you know it's simply a part of life and it's simply a part of the process. And with that, I also want to say that everything in life is happening exactly how it is meant to, even if it isn't what we wanted. And this is what I'm telling myself in this moment, in this time in my life, as I'm being faced with all of these hardships and struggles and obstacles. I'm reminding myself every single day, everything is happening for me. Everything is happening exactly how it is meant to. To go more in depth on this philosophy, I was doing some reflecting, as I always do, and I realized that every single thing that has happened, good or bad, happened exactly how it was meant to, and the way that it was meant to, and when it was meant to. And Steve Jobs said it best when he said, "You can't connect the dots looking forward, you can only connect them looking backwards. So you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. You have to trust in something, your gut, destiny, life, karma, whatever. This approach has never let me down, and it has made all the difference in my life." So with this philosophy in mind, for all of the good things, the bad things, the ugly things, everything that has happened in my life, I wholeheartedly believe it happened for a reason, and it happened how it was meant to. And that's exactly what I was able to do looking back at my life, especially in the last few years. I was able to clearly connect all the dots, and everything made sense as I looked back at my life, even though in that moment, none of it made sense. And just to give some context to this, one of the connections I was able to make that helped me to fully understand that yes, things happen exactly how they are meant to is, so when I was 21 years old, at the time I was working two jobs and I was living on my own. And then one day I quit one of my jobs where I was just completely miserable and unhappy. And in my mind, I thought that I could just find another job right away because I had the experience. I had good references. Like, in my mind, finding another job wasn't going to be a problem. Well, that didn't end up happening. And for weeks, I wasn't having any luck. And with my lease coming up, I knew for sure that I definitely wouldn't have been able to afford to live on my own with just the one job that I had. So naturally, of course, I started freaking out and panicking. I was at like wondering, how am I going to afford this place? If I don't keep this place, where am I going to go? Because at that point in my life, I literally didn't have anywhere to go and I didn't know what to do. So as you can imagine, I was super stressed, super anxious and worried. But had I known then what I know now, I would have had full faith that everything was working out exactly how it was meant to. So what ended up happening was my boyfriend, who I'm still currently with, offered to let me move in with him until I found another job and was able to get another place on my own. And I'm not going to lie, I was so against this. I didn't want to move in with him because A, I had never really lived with a guy before. B, our relationship was fairly new, and in the beginning stages of our relationship, we were very on and off. So it was a completely unstable relationship. And C, I am a Taurus. So if you know anything about Tauruses, you know that we like stability. We like to take things slow, especially when it comes to relationships and things like that. And moving in with him, even if it was temporarily, was the opposite of all of what I believe and what I stand for and what I feel like I need. But as life would have it, I ended up moving in with him, and the universe has a really, really funny way of working sometimes, because the same weekend I moved in with him, I ended up finding a full-time job. But of course, I never actually ended up moving out. And that was about 3 years ago. So 3 years later, and we're still living together, but everything's all fine and dandy now. But as I look back at this specific situation, I realize it had to happen this way. And this is why I believe that every choice we make, every single decision is so important and literally can change the course of our lives, even the decisions that don't seem like a big deal. Because if I didn't quit my second job while I was living on my own, I probably would have stayed there longer than I would have liked to, because I had the responsibility of rent and being on my own. And as a result, I probably would have been very unhappy because that was a very toxic job and I had personally outgrown that place. And had I found another job before my lease was up, I would have never moved in with my boyfriend. And had I never moved in with my boyfriend, he probably wouldn't be my boyfriend right now, if I'm being completely honest. Because us moving in together was, I believe, the catalyst of both of our personal development journey. Because when we moved in together, we experienced a lot of lessons, a lot of growth, and none of these things would have taken place if we didn't live together. And now, the people that we are now, we are just completely different than who we were when we first met. Like, we did a complete 180, and I'm so proud of the man he has become. I am proud of the woman I have become. I am proud of our growth as individuals and in our relationship. And I know that this is why we are meant to move in together, even though that was never, ever part of my plans. And I just wanted to share that experience because it's one of the main ones that really stands out to me. And when I reflect back on my life, there are so many instances that I can recall, and I know why they happened the way that they did, and I see how it all led me to where I am now. And I'm sharing all of this because having this understanding can help bring peace, especially when your current situation or your current reality is not what you intended for it to be. So you may have your plans of an idea of how things should go, where you should be, who you should be with. But at the end of the day, we all have our own divine life path, which is the ultimate way. And there are different paths that we can all take in life. but we all have the one divine path. And because of free will, it is our own choice to decide if we are going to take the path of our highest and best good or not. So I kind of wanted to give a visual of how my life would have looked like had I resisted my divine life path and stayed on the one that I was previously on. So when I look back, had I stayed on the path that I was on, right now I would probably be in a relationship with someone who was not for my best interest. I would also probably be at a really stable and secure job, not truly living my purpose or even thinking to find what my purpose is. I definitely wouldn't be as spiritual as I am now. I feel like I would have been what I like to call asleep still. And I don't think I would have grown or healed at all. I probably would have shitty friendships still. This podcast probably wouldn't exist. And I would probably be living a life where I felt very unfulfilled and very unhappy. But because I did eventually surrender and I allowed my divine life path to unfold, this is how my life looks like now, despite the fact that I'm, you know, dealing with obstacles, because again, life is about the good and bad. But what my life looks like now is I have this podcast and I have my brand, which I know I wouldn't have had this because my current boyfriend, he was the one to push me to do this, and he was the one to come up with Just Glow With It. So I know, had I not crossed paths with him, this podcast and my whole brand wouldn't exist, or it wouldn't be what it is today. So I have that. And then I am also, of course, in a healthy and very supportive relationship that has not only taught me so much about myself, but it has also helped me to heal and become my best self, as I believe all healthy relationships should. I've also found my purpose, and I'm now doing the things that truly bring me happiness, and I'm creating this brand, and I'm coaching people, and I'm going after everything that I want and that I desire. I'm surrounded by so many amazing people. I have so much more self-love now. I'm also very super spiritual, and I have a developed spiritual practice. I am just so happy and fulfilled and grateful and so abundant. And my life is the way that it is because of this series of big choices and small choices that I made. From who I decided to be with, from what jobs and friendships I decided to leave and take, which thoughts I decided to change, going for a small idea, following my intuition, all of it. All of these things led me to create this life and this reality that I'm living now. And you can do the same thing with your own life. So I want you all to think about the current state of your life and your reality and ask yourself this first question. I want you to ask, am I happy with the current state of my reality? Really, really journal on this, think about it, feel into it. Are you happy with the current state of your entire reality? So if you are, amazing, congratulations, keep on doing what you're doing. But if you're not happy, it's okay. Just all you can do is forgive yourself for the decisions you made that led you to be in the circumstances that you are. But what I want to say is there's no reason to dwell on them because you can't change them. You know, you already made those choices. All you can do is change your actions, your thoughts, and your feelings right now. Because what you are thinking and feeling and doing right now is creating your future. So if you're not happy with your current situation, I want you to ask yourself the second question. And that is, what is it that I want to change about my current situation? It could be your job, your body, your social group, your relationship. It could be multiple aspects of your life, your whole life, or just one aspect of your life. Get very clear on the things you wish to change, and just having clarity is the first step in being able to like really make decisions based on what you really want. And what I want to say is it's never too late to change or to start over or to go into a different direction. You don't need to know what your life, your divine life path is. In fact, I don't think most people know what their divine life path looks like. They just figure it out as it slowly begins to unfold. I know for myself, I never thought I would be a life coach. I never thought I would be trying to build my own business or hosting my own podcast and all of these other ideas in my mind. Just 3 years ago, this wasn't even a thought in my mind, but it was, however, always in my soul. And I just had to trust my intuition, which leads me to the next segue of this episode, and is how to know if you are on your divine life path or not. Because some people don't know. Like, if you don't know what it looks like, how are you supposed to know if you're on it, right? Well, to keep things simple, everyone's divine life path is going to look and be different. What I can say is you'll know you're on the right path because you just feel it in your soul. It feels right even when you can't explain it or understand why it feels right, but you know it just does. It feels like you're flowing through life instead of forcing it, and it feels like a yes, yes, yes type of feeling. It's like, I'm following this even though I don't understand what's happening or why, but I just know this is what's meant to happen. It's listening to your intuition instead of your ego. It's doing and being the things you, your higher self, wants to be and do, not your parents, not your peers, or what society wants from you. It's what your higher self wants of you. And if I'm being completely honest, because I walk down my divine life path, I have made a lot of decisions that didn't make sense to anyone, and they honestly probably looked reckless and dumb to others, but what I know is that it felt so right to me. And some of these decisions were like quitting good paying jobs with benefits. It was leaving people who I loved but knew weren't right for me and things like that. And I can honestly 100% say I have never ever regretted following my intuition, even when it didn't make logical sense. And being able to follow and walk your divine life path requires being in touch with your intuition, which I think I'm going to make an episode about building your intuition or your intuition versus ego or something like that. But following your life, divine life path is being in touch with your intuition. It's surrendering to what you think you want and embracing the universe's or God's divine path for you. And it's having faith that all is happening for you. Every single thing, even the bad, even the shitty. Although I'm feeling kind of stressed and low vibe and not my 100% self, deep down I still know 100% with my whole soul that every shitty thing that is happening in my life is happening for me, and in the end I'll be able to connect the dots. But right now all I can do is just trust that whatever is happening is for my greatest good. Wherever you're going or whatever happens is ultimately for the greatest and best good. And if you can continue down the path of least resistance, you will end up in places and situations you can't even imagine right now. All right, girls, well, that is all I have to say for today's episode. Again, I'm sorry for not feeling and being my best self, but I just felt like I needed to be true and show you girls that you don't always have to be happy and positive. And I just hope that there was something valuable you were able to take away from this episode. And again, the purpose was just to share that even though life can be hard, you can still glow with it by embracing it all and knowing and understanding that everything is happening for a reason. And I would also love to hear your thoughts on that idea of everything happens for a reason. And I would also love to hear any of the connections you were able to make in your own life or any aha moments that you came up with through the journaling prompts or through just reflecting back on your own life. But that is all I have to say for today's episode. And as always, until next time, remember to just go with it.
Love. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.